A Homer woman has found a unique way to help residents of the Gulf Coast as they fight the growing Gulf oil spill. She's collecting human hair and animal fur for a new type of oil containment boom. KBBI's Aaron Selbig has the story.
The idea began with a San Francisco-based nonprofit group called Matter of Trust, which began collecting human hair and animal fur from all over the country shortly after the oil spill.
They've found a way to make these booms out of human hair and animal hair, and they stuffed them into basically glorified pantyhose. But what they discovered is that the human hair and animal fur attracts oil, but it doesn't absorb it. So these booms are used to corral the oil and also used to keep it from hitting the shoreline, and then they can go through and scoop it up.
That's Lauren Scharf, who first heard about the idea a few weeks ago and soon began a local campaign in the Homer area to collect as much human hair and animal fur as she could.
I heard about it here on the same day that I was shaving my girlfriend's cat. And I thought, what a shame. This fur, you know, can't go to a good cause. It kind of grew out of that. So the cat is the poster kitty for this campaign. And it's Homer's amazing. Every salon in Homer and dog groomer and alpaca farm, they've all come through.
Matter of Trust is using donated space in 19 warehouses all over the Gulf Coast states to store the hair and fur while it's being made into boom.
Every day at noon, they send out another update telling you, if you got the email today and you're ready to ship hair, send it here, send it here, send it here. And they have volunteers, thousands of volunteers who spend their days stuffing the hair.
BP said on Monday that it is not on board with using hair-filled boom to clean up the spill. Mark Salt, a BP spokesperson based in Houston, said the company is using something called sorbent boom, which is made of materials that attract oil but repel water. Salt told the Associated Press that BP had ample supply of sorbent boom in the Gulf Coast area, and there was, quote, no need to consider the need for alternative products. The U.S. Coast Guard has also said it will not use the hair boom to clean up the spill. Matter of Trust, however, continues to distribute the hair stuff boom to various governmental organizations with expertise in hazardous materials. They say their growing stockpile of boom will ultimately reduce the cleanup costs for local governments. In Homer, Scharf is dealing with a growing stockpile of her own.
Like at this point, we have about 150 pounds of hair and fleece. Most of that fleece coming from the Anchor River Llama and Alpaca Ranch in Anchor Point. And they gave us, oh gosh, like 80 pounds of fleece. So I'm kind of looking for donations just to help with shipping.
Scharf says she expects her total shipping cost to be in the neighborhood of about $250. She plans to go around town collecting a final load of hair and animal fur before shipping it off early next week. In Homer, I'm Aaron Selbig.